2. In the occult city of Paris, the amateur genius rounded a corner to see a bookshop window pouring contents into the street. That was in his imagination. A truck passed slow, and from it descended a young man with a star noticeably on his forehead, who began searching through the disgorged contents. Remarkable enough, generating a happenstance, 3 wide discs of metal versus 25 books with brightly colored dust jackets. A boarded-up theater front that was perfect for receiving projectiles that, once embedded, would suggest an interior never to be fully penetrated. The amateur genius himself lifted a book from the pavement. The truck now turning a corner, the young man rubbing his forehead with the back of his hand and tossing his one selected volume toward the theater front where it penetrated the wooden boards to lodge there in apparent permanence, half into the wood. The amateur genius himself tripped on the pile of book garbage and fell face forward. The young man looked back, but rather than offering help, sped toward the now invisible truck. The amateur genius pulled at the boards covering the theater. Why? He was looking for something. Somewhat later, the amateur genius came into money and retired, but of course he faced the problem of what to do with his life. Keep active, ordered Maurice. It's disgusting to withdraw from life, plus you'll get depressed very fast. This in itself is a kind of adventure, he thought to himself. All it needs is a slight twist of perspective to make it interesting enough to engage me totally. What's in the head now? He wondered. 3. The amateur genius turned on the radio and poetry radio came through. Where does his poetry come from? He queried himself. It interfered with normal reception or normal radio, and the amateur genius went for a drink. Me too, said Alfred. Me too sometimes when I twiddle the dial. Here's what I do. And he clapped hands over his 2 ears. Poetry radio is very disruptive, chimed in a neighbor, and I hardly think it has a right to call itself poetry, though I can see why it calls itself radio. That made the amateur genius think, and as he promenaded down the boulevard afterward, he did disruptive things, though they were only disruptive internally, so that nobody else would notice. Everybody else replied, if questioned, the amateur genius? He looks perfectly normal doing his perfectly normal thing. 5. A life spent reading. The amateur genius entered the book. He vanished into the book. He imagined a book into which to vanish. He imagined the others who had vanished into the selfsame book. He imagined that total country. He imagined the many and distant countries that had been formed by each book in his library, each volume linked to the many others of the same title existing in many other libraries read by many others. So that meant many people, linked in invisible units, controlled by the imaginary countries of the different books that were read. Many people, such as himself, belonging to many such secret units, having no idea of the identities of the many others so linked in similar, if not quite exactly similar, imaginary realms, so close and yet so far, but as if the book at the center were the alive thing and the readers, such as the amateur genius, of course, mere parasites, living off the vividness of the book, even if it was not a vivid book. This was a mystery, he realized, and he realized that it was a mystery echoed in many forms, in songs and dramas and other formalized events of the imagination and even language itself, from which all drank and into which all disappeared, so that the link between them all was profound but full of aberrance and absence and ineffability. 9. Once on top of a mountain, the fact that I did not have a vast cosmic experience only hit much later. Where am I? Recognize this place? Too bad you didn't break the code. Give me another chance, you say? Of course. The amateur genius saw double and chalked it up to the fact he had not one but 2 eyes, like everybody else, of course, but not everybody else dove into that fact as deeply and profoundly as did the amateur genius. One evening, in the presence of other people, he keyed out of the conversation totally and just concentrated on tricks he could play inside his own 2 eyes. It made where he was seem evocative of someplace else he had been or had imagined. And it definitely renewed the freshness and spontaneity of the place in which he in fact was. Wait a minute, said the amateur genius's alter ego. Does a place have spontaneity, or is that not a quality reserved for a person only? A spontaneous place. I can see what that would imply, but is it not a rather irresponsible mixing of logical possibilities? There must be a valuable hint in that improperly phrased idea that occurred to me so spontaneously. What place am I? And he looked about the room, carefully noting how fragments of his own body, glimpsed, framed that view. Suddenly he felt a rush of genuine energy as the phrase recurred in his imagination, almost this time taking the form of palpable red letters, this, and the word this was not part of the nascent physicalization important to keep in mind in order to make the phrase itself more universally applicable, this spontaneous place. It was just an ordinary room, of course, in which anything could happen.